at the bottom of the Ayin Pin on the bed. There's the Gemara says, Itmar, Tisha al Tnai. So that means he makes the Kiddushin with a Tnai condition in it. That was the condition. The condition is that the woman has no Nadarim on her. He can't just stop. But then he goes ahead and he activates the Nisuin. But when he does the Nisuin, he does not mention this Tnai anymore. So what does that mean? Does that mean, right, there's one of two possibilities. When he's a Koneser, when he has Nisuin after such a Tnai, one possibility is that he now has forgotten the Tnai, or not forgotten, but he doesn't want it to work anymore. He is either mokel or somehow disregards the original condition he made in the condition. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that he's relying on the original condition that he made, that the Nisuin are premised on the fact that there was originally a condition out tonight. So here's the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Mar, Tzricha Himenu Get. He needs, if he finds the Dharma on her, he still needs a get because the Nisuin were affected, and therefore he needs a get. Shmuel Amar, Ain't a Tzricha Himenu Get. Shmuel says he doesn't need a get because this Nisuin relied on the original condition. And since, like in the original condition, there was a Tnai, so it's over here there's going to be a Tnai. So Amar Abai, so Abai wants to qualify the position of Rav. Like what would you have said in Rav? Rav, the simplest way to learn Rav is what? That when he made the Kedushin, when he had the Kedushin al Tnai, then he had to went ahead and made his Nisuin Stam, is that he was Mokal on Tnai. The fact that he didn't mention this condition when he went ahead and did the Nisuin implies that he doesn't matter to him anymore. He doesn't, it's not mocked or such a thing, so he's mokel, right, on that. So the Rabbi says, don't say that. The Rabbi, lo tema, time of the Rav. Don't say the reason the Rav is came to Kansasam, akule akle tenetanei. Don't say that because he was mokel, or because he was kones stam, because he didn't assume without this condition in it, that it's the equivalent of him being mokel on the original condition of the Tanakh, which would have been the simplest way to write Ella, time to derive the Fish and Adam, say Bilatobi, that's those. Right? The reasoning is because Rav believes a person does not engage in relations when, right, unless it's for a purpose, meaning that he does not have relations. Now, if his Kedushin or his Nisuin were to fail in this case, right, then his Bia, or his Bi'ila with his wife, would be a Bilatnus. So the fact is, the fact that he wants to have Bi'ila means that we're assuming that that has a meaningfulness to that Bia. So now the question is, how do we learn this? What's the Nafkamina? Why does it matter whether he's Mokel or in Bilatnus? So we'll start with Rashi, and then we'll see some of the other Rishonim here, why it makes a difference. Alright, if you look in Rashi, in the second Rashi in the Daf, at the time of the Rav. At the time of the Rav, the Inin get, the Kasabar, Ein Adam Ose Bilata O Bilatanut, Ubao L'Shem Kiddushin. It's different when he was Boel to create a new Kiddushin. Right, so this is almost, seems from Rashi. But that he's not relying on the original Kedushin. Right? If you said it was a Mechila, then what we would say is that he's relying on the original Kedushin, and he would just Mokel on the condition in the original Kedushin. What Rashi is saying here is that he's Miyatzer, he creates a new Kedushin. Right? But the fact that he's Boel here, and Ein Adam Oseh Bilata Ozenus, a person's not going to engage in relations with a woman for naught, and therefore what? It must be that when he is Boel her for a new Kedushin, because that's one of the three ways you can create Kedushin. What are the three ways you can create Kedushin? Are Kesef, Shar, and Bia. Right, so here, through Bia, he can also be Miyatzer the same, Kedushin. So there's a Baal Hashem Kedushin. Afilu Yimtza Alea Nidari. Even if she has Nidari on her. Avow, the Inyan Mimono. But when it comes to monetary obligations, Bitanayi Kai. Then he still holds by his condition. Shim Yimtza Alea Nidari. Takes a Gelob Tuba. That if he finds Nidari, she'll go out without a Tuba. So Rashi is, walking a fine line here. He's saying that what? If he was to be Mocha, her example like this, Ramashi, if he was to be Mocha, her on Tanai, then what? We'd be working with the original Kedushin, right? And that Mechila would be substantive enough to what? To grant her both Kedushin
and
Suva, right? Because he's being Mocha, he's using the original Kedushin. But now, when we say Rav says, so here, instead of it being a Mechila, but rather what? Ein Adam Oseh Bilato Bilatznus, which means that a person, when he engages with a woman, does not do it for naught. So when we say that's enough to be Miyatzer Kedushin. That's enough to create a new Kedushin that's done a Levia. But to create a Ksuba, that is still relying on the original Kedushin that had the Tanai in it, and therefore he won't affect a monetary obligation here. And so therefore, what does he need? He needs a get to undo the Kedushin, or the suing, but he does not need to pay out a Ksuba if he is Motzir in this case. So that's the way Rashi learns the difference between Mechila and Bilatznus. So now, I mean, I'll read to you the basic issue. It's a very fine line. How did you bring it? Why is it so different? Or why is it that we say there's such a difference? So here, the Shittim of Gubetz, I'll just read some of it inside just to get you a flavor of how some of the Rishonim deal with it, some of the issues that you have to deal with. So here, Shittim of Gubetz says, Vim Tomer Ma'ika ben Hai Taima, the Ikar Dina. What's the difference between these two positions, whether it's Mechila, or whether it's Ein Adam HaSibi LaTobi LaTzot? The layout of the main word, the Hatilish Minam Shein Mechila, as Mahania El Vadavish of the Mamo. Don't say to me that Mechila only works by Mamo, that you only forgive by Mamo. But it does not work by other kinds of situations. The Havadah, the Koshu Machbats Kepedato B'Tsaro, it isn't that you're mocking on it, that's a pain to you. Behind your Mechila, you're able to be Mokalam. That's something that's a right that you have, right, that we have in other voices. The Lekala main word, the Kamash Malon, and don't tell me that it teaches you to Ilar Mina Kuli Akwe Tanay Kudeshu Machbreya. Don't say that what these Mokal, the Kedushin would take effect. That's not true. That the removing the Tanai, and this is interesting, I'm not so sure this is so clear to me. I have a number of questions about this. So generally what we say is, when you make a key, for instance, a key institution, you have, and you have a condition in it, you have what's the color shame of the key, and you have the Maisa key, and the color shame key happens. And then the condition waits in or makes it that we don't, for some reason we delay. So the Shita Mikvetz is saying up is here that the Chaloshim Kinyan only takes place when the Mechila happens. But the Chaloshim Kinyan is not the time that you did the Kedushin. It's not that you did the Kedushin and there's some sort of Tanai that once you clear up that Tanai, this Kedushin takes effect. Rather, the Tanai postpones the Chaloshim Kinyan or the Kedushin until the time that the Mechila happens. Says, so don't say that it makes the original Kedushin start from up all the way from back there. And here, Kirashi Zara Tali Shamer, he said, Uperish. Instead, Lotema, time the Rabbi Shimda Akwe Latanai, they select Tubo. Don't say that she has a Ksubo. At the time of the Rabbi Shimda Inakma Sibilatel Latanot, of a Ksubo, but she doesn't have a Ksubo, which is what we just read in Rashi. We come upon a Dain Kasha. The Hefei Tizuka Dain Shesu Ksubo. So the key has the problem with Rashi is, why would you even think she should get a Ksubo? What's the reason to think she should get it? Now the Hedges, not Kansas, Sam takes a little bit of Ksubo. Today's daf, the Mishnah said it, that it would be to be is Mekadesh, if he takes her in the sooner without any mention of the Tanakh, she doesn't get a Ksuba. They say she loves Ksuba, it's a portion of the Mishnah. So why would you even have a Hamid to think over here that she should get a Ksuba? It doesn't make any sense. Okay, I'm not going to remember Shapir Shari. The best way to explain it is like the read. Hello, take my time to remember Shumda, Huli Akhli the Tanay, Ubiknisa the Chupa Shagi. And what the fact that he is the fact that he's acting on this and he's going to the chuppah, that's the equivalent of being mokel and tanai. So why? What's the difference? Because there are different stages, right? In marriage, there are different stages. You have kiddushin or erusin. Then, like today, what we do, then you have what's called kinesis chuppah, right? And then after that, you have we do it a number of ways. You have the chuppah or kinesis chuppah that you could. And then afterwards, you have the ibul, right? Which is the real consummation of marriage. So what happens, when do we assume that that when he takes an action beyond the Kedushin, that he's now forgotten what Tanai, he's giving up on that Tanai? So if you say it's a din and a chilo, then as soon as he reaches the chuppah, that should be enough. Right? He goes to the chuppah, he gets married, that should be, that is soon, that should be sufficient to say that it's mokel on the original. That's what you say, it's a din and a chilo. But if you say it's a din and king of the most severe, that's nos, that means that the chuppah is not sufficient. He has to actually consummate the marriage. He has to actually reach it, if you will, because that's what's dictating the reversal. We are not reaching the chuppah.
Why would he consider to be not nos if he's not reversing it tonight?
Because it's not married. It's not a kedushin.
Why?
Because he put a condition as kedushin, so his kedushin doesn't work because the condition she's found have in the dark, right?
Uh-huh. I mean, he's not open and the condition falls apart, and he goes, listen, there's no reason for the Bila to give us.
Right, the Bila is outside the framework of Kiddushin, outside the framework of marriage, then.
Because that is why she's maybe found to
have the Nidar. She has Nidar, right? That's right. She has, later on, she's found to have Nidar. She's not found to have Nidar, and plus an issue because then the condition was caught, the original condition works. Right? And then, but there's nothing to talk about. Does he need to get? Of course, he needs to get, then he's going to need, does she get Suba? Yes. And then,
so I thought it was just was that when I'm praying, if they found it was Nidar, so then Nidar doesn't have to pick the Suba. But it's more than that. At this point, it was where he found that she had Nidar.
Well, no, he got married, and now she's finally.
I mean, they found out later.
It is. It's always kind of evident.
It's always later. It's not
according to Sarah.
So then why isn't he going to know?
Because we find,
it's only after the fact you find out that
right. You know. Yeah,
this was an obvious.
Yeah, they are probably going
to be supposed
to. The status is the person, if someone goes, the party goes and does Kiddushin. Turns out that one of the Eidim were relative, right? So now you don't have Kiddushin. So then the person didn't know this, and then he went ahead and he had to be with a woman, right? So that's still a problem to be a snus because it was outside the framework of Kiddushin. I mean, there wasn't a Kiddushin, there wasn't a
Kiddushin. That's not the Russian.
What?
The negative of Russian that the Bilo is the Kiddushin.
Oh, is the Bilo functioning as a Kiddushin? Right, then you would learn, right, that the B is going as a condition. Right, because there was.
That's what he said, it's also. This is all like a mind game saying, if you would have known, and other said this would be a snus. So, I mean, he didn't have, maybe you're saying it didn't happen, but if we even point to Rashi, he did not have in his mind that when he was doing the Bila, it was from either shoes. We sort of.
So, we're assuming that because a person does not want it to be a snus,
so then you can't say, what do you want to give it to be? So, he can decide later on.
No, he doesn't get to decide later on. I mean,
we say it as a snus, and we say that theoretically, even though it's Bila that he thought he was doing from his swimming or whatever.
Exactly. That's what Rashi said. So the Rebbe is saying a little differently, but he's saying that Rashi says the issue is, right, Akule would have been working on the original Kiddushin, right? Whereas creates a new Kiddushin now. That's what Rashi says. The Rebbe says, no, there's nothing to do with the original Kiddushin. It's all about now. Question is, when does it become to function? Meaning that, when is it effective? So that's what the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says, "Lo tamei time to Rabbi Shmuel Akuli Akuli Tanayu Knisa Lachupa Saga." But as soon as he goes into the chuppah, that's enough. Right? Because the chila allows him to use chuppah to be the nisuin, and that's enough. But the time to Rabbi Shmuel, they're not going to fit. Be let's hope. Be let's know. The dafka shenek nasa knisa b'muru Shabbat. He needs a full bia in order to say that he was mokel on the tanay, or mean that the tanay is not functioning anymore, and the institution is effective.
He says that when the chila is done, it was therefore he must.
He must have been mokel. Either you have to say he must have been mokel, and therefore the condition.
Well, he must be. Right. I mean, if you put a gun to that, so looking at because he was for the heel, it's okay.
Right. And that's great. It seems to be that the Rebbe is learning that way now. Tosfos here, he brings down, but Tosfos here also tries to meet Ashi and Rashi a little bit. It says, Tosfos al Yashu Shitas Rashi. It's kind of a little table time to Rabbi Shimon Kuli, having a queen of Masish low ball. In case when he didn't have the heel. The Chit Amar Akuli Akled the Tanai, Myri Bival. Right, that's when he says that he's a Akuli Akled the Tanai, that's when he had Bila. Right? So that's, he tries to explain Rashi. Now, all the other Rishon, you have the Meiri, the Raw, and the Rashba, all have ways to try to explain this tomorrow. But here, and the key issue that all the Rishon are dealing with is what's the difference between functioning through a Chila and functioning through Ein Adam Asibila Tov Bilat Znus. So Rashi seems to say, no, the Nafkamina is when is the condition found? And then she gets no Pesukot. She didn't write this, but found Rashi is why would she even get, why even have Avin to get a Pesukot? Pesukot is not even in the picture right here. Right? And then we saw that the re, which the Shmita proposes the best answer, the re suggests that it has to do with when is it going to work. If we are working with Mechila, then Chuppah already is enough. Right? Chuppah. Right, I don't know. According to me, it would sound no. I mean, she wouldn't get a ksuba either. Right? She doesn't get ksuba.
She's white line. She's mochel on it.
Right, oh, you're right. If he's mochel, then she should get a ksuba, right? If he's mochel, she should get a ksuba. But we're going to mechila. Then, at the point of the chuppa, the nesuma takes effect. Because we don't need, right, with a chule, we don't need a separate gemira to das. We don't need something else to function as overcoming the tanai. Because he was mochel on the tanai, right? That's what we assume. But if we believe that it's not Mokhan on Tanai, then we need something that has Kinyas and Das. We need some sort of act that is of such a high level of intimacy that we're going to generate either an intuition or we're going to assume that he somehow is Mokhan through that act. Right? So that's the two ways. Two possibilities of finding this reef. The reef, you could say, is what? Saying no. And if you say that the Chila is working, and he's working with the original Kedushin, and therefore Chupa is Sagi, that's enough with Chupa. But if you get to, if you say that he's working with the Anadam Sibila Tabila Tznus, then you need via Gemura to create a new Kedushin. That's one possibility, but I would think that the reef is saying differently than what? That the Bia is an action that creates the Mechila. It's not that you think I'm a Chupa, and therefore I go into the Chupa and everything's fine. But rather, he has to do an act that is so intimate or so shows so much Gemir Sadat that we are. He is then assuming that the original Kedushin are Chal because of that act. So it's not the Mechila which allows the Chupa to work, but rather it's his action itself that creates the Mechila. That's the other two ways to look at the Re. But I just wanted to give some flavor for the different, but obviously there's a tremendous amount to work on here. Alright, so Mark says, how can we give a chadish? We know we had this, and right, then they argued, Rav Shmuel argued about this issue before. Did Mark Tana Shalom Mi'ano the King Dilo, a Tana who did not do Mi'on, right? And then became of age, right? So Tana got married, she's only married Midir Abonim, somehow her father passed away, she only got married Midir Abonim. She has the right to do Mi'on, right? She has the right to reject the marriage, right? Without getting again. But then, they deal up, then she gets to be older, but I'm Dominicis. Then she goes and gets married to another party, right? Right, that's now.
While still in this first marriage.
Well, no, she does Miana. This is it. She rejects the marriage afterwards.
Yeah, but she's ready to go, but past the point of the
end.
Okay.
So, Ravamar answer could get. Rav says, Mishani, you don't need to get from the second guy. Shmuel Mark took the get, Mishani. You do need to get from the second one, so look at Rashi. This is a bit of... I'll just read all the Rashi's just quickly. Katani, Soma. Shlomi ended up a captain cup. When she was a young girl, she did not reject the marriage. The Hegila, Uba Aleha. Then they engaged in relations when they were older, but after me, and then she says, I don't want this marriage. But I'm going to need this. And then she goes get married to someone else. Now, Rashi says, answered again, Mishani, this is Rav's position, that he got law, Baal Elishan Kedushin. He knew when the second husband, when the first husband, I'm sorry, went ahead and engaged with her in relations when she was a major, right, when she was no longer a minor, then we assume what? That this is his new Kedushin. Like we said above, that what the Bia generates is Miyakir, a new Kedushin. So that's what he says. But, there are more answers to get Mishani. Why? The Kola Boel, the last Kedushin ever shown in Boel. Right, so when he's Boel, he's Boel on the first Kedushin. Avgav the Modus Shmuel, Shasru Lashini. The Mishnah Shlemi, she's not supposed to go to the second guy. Deina Batim and it should be a Shesaros, is what you said. When she said, Zola, you can't do me on. Get me a body me, but she still needs a get from him. The Amri Rabbana and Gedolva, Lomima and it, Midrabbana no. The fact, what, that a Gedolva cannot be Mima and it is only Midrabbana. Brass ever do right to thee, but Rab holds that Mina Torah, she can't be Mima and it. She's not the same Kedushin Boyle. So what's the key difference here between Rav and Shmuel? Rav believes what? When you have Bia after she's a Gedola, that creates a new Kedushin, and that's a Kedushin D'Oraisa. That's a full D'Oraisa Kedushin. And therefore, when she does Mion afterwards, there's no impact. Like you were saying, there's no Mion when you're a Gedola. That's what Rav says. Therefore, when she goes and marries the second party, she's already married to the first guy. So she doesn't need to get the second guy. That was Znus. There's no way. But Shmuel, on the other hand, says what? No. When she gets older, right, but even when she had deal with her husband, he was still relying on the original Kiddushin. And the original Kiddushin were not a good Kiddushin. And the original Kiddushin was not, was when she was a Katana. So that doesn't have real token. It's only the Rabban. Therefore, what? So why can't she do Miyun? She could do Miyun because she's still only married Midir Abona. Even when she's a Gedola, she's only married Midir Abona, therefore Miyun should still work. So that's what we say. No, so Vito writes that she's not married to him. She really could marry the second guy.
And therefore,
when she goes and has Vito, when she marries the second guy, she needs a get from him because she's really married to the second guy. Because the first guy's condition was only Midir Abona.
When you say she's a get from the second guy, she has to separate from the second guy.
But she's not. I mean, she needs a get in order to leave the second guy.
No, but I'm interested. But so that means we're working upon the assumption that she can leave guy number one, and now she's married to guy number one.
Well, Rav says no, right? Rav says she can leave guy number one, that's no problem. Shmuel's saying, but that technically, he knows, right? In a Torah, she could leave guy number one, which is not really mattering from the Torah. And then for when she marries guy number two, it was a real Torah marriage, because she wasn't married to anybody. So now she needs to get Midir Abonim.
If she wants to leave him, but she doesn't have to leave him.
No, she does, because Midir Abonim, they say she can't do Midir with the first guy. Midir Abonim, proceed to Abonim, say she's married to Midir Abonim, say that she can't leave him. She can't do Midir Abonim. But Midir Torah, she really could get married, so now she has a problem. She married this guy, and Midir Torah, she's married to the second guy. Midir Abonim, she's married to the first guy. So you're forced to get a get from the second guy and stay married to the first guy. Or probably stay married to the first guy. So what do you see? It's the same as what we said before. It's the same approach as Rabbi Shmuel. When a person comes afterwards and has to be off, what's his intent? Is this a new, something totally new, or are we relying on the original Kiddushin? Right? So that's what we said. Rav says what? That you are not relying on the original Kiddushin, and when Hunt is down, right, she needs a get, because, like in our case, Kiddushin with its Tznayimik, the condition, and then she does the Nisun without the Tznay. We assume that the Nisun is a new, something new. Chibbiya, it's a new Kiddushin, it's a new something going to Rashi, going to the Re, whatever it is, it's a Mechila, it works, and therefore she needs a get. Because we don't care about what he did originally. This is a new, right, new action. Whereas Shmuel says, right, therefore it has impact, this action. Shmuel says, no, it's relying on the original condition, and therefore what? The condition dictates the new action as well. So now the opposite is going to happen in our case. In our case, what happens? She got married when she was a Tana. Then she has Bia when she's a Gedola. So now what? When she had Bia when she was a Gedola, she's relying on the original Sinai. Right? Meaning not the original time, the original condition. That's what Shmuel says. That's what he says over here. We're glad the original tonight. Also here, we're glad the original condition. It's only married to Darabonah. Because that condition wasn't a strong enough condition. It's only condition Darabonah. Rav says, no. The new action is an independent action. Now she's a Gedola. That action makes her into a full-fledged wife at this point. So Rav wants to know why they have to argue that at the same point twice. So Mar says, Tzricha. Di marvahahi b'haitha marvahishu kaleta tzinah. Now, in our case, over here, maybe in the case by the Katana, there's no condition. So therefore, he says that when she makes the action, she's not relying on the original condition. It's a new condition. Oh, b'haadi, it's not. But in the case over here, in our Gemara over here, maybe the fact that he mentions the Tznai already means that he's relying on that Tznai to go forward. Maybe he agreed to Shmuel's position. So v'yit, mar b'haad, if we only have the case, our case over here, by the Tznai, b'haad kamar Shmuel. Maybe only there does Shmuel agree that what? That is... That is, that the action relies on the original tonight. Above all, in Mogulay, the Rav, maybe he would agree to Rav in our case. Right? Because what? There's no tonight in our case. So maybe therefore the action is independent of the first action. Sweet to us. Therefore we need both cases. Because each case has its unique properties to it. Our case here has the properties of having a tonight in it. So maybe that makes it more likely that he's relying on the first action condition. In the case in, which would affect Rav's position, maybe. And then Shmuel's position might be affected by the case by Katana, because with Katana there is no condition, so maybe when he takes his action, it's an independent action. So now it's not. Let's try to prove who's right here from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Katana stam. says there, if our mission, if you remember, says that if she does a kedushin of tonight, finds out that she has the darim on her, then she's not mikudesh. Conscious down, if he goes and does an assume without any conditions and has the darim, then she goes out without a ksuba. That conscious down, is that a new case in the Mishnah? Or is that relying on the case right before? It's not clear from the Mishnah. So that's what he says. The Mishnah is trying to bring a proof that it's relying on the case before. Conscious down, but it's all that the darim says, she's living tuba. Tuba with a lobaye. She doesn't need a ksuba. I keep the body. So this is what she doesn't need to get. That sounds like Rav. That's exactly like Rav. So my love keeps you out tonight, and she did the Dushin out tonight, a big cancer stop, and then she went ahead and was Kodesh her stop. So you did the Shmuel. This is a big question on Shmuel. It sounds like Rav's position. If you quickly look back to the Mishnah, and I am Beit on the Bed, look at that Mishnah quickly, you'll just see how the Gemara is reading the Mishnah now. Saying, on the Kodesh, that Yisha Menachi and the land of Dorim, he makes Kedushin that, why, with it's night that she doesn't have any Nidorim, but into the land of the Dorim. Then she finds that he does have Nidorim. Ain't no Mikudesh. She's not Mikudesh. That sounds like one case, right? That's the one case. Before the suing, she finds that he has Nidorim, the Kedushin's Nidbatel, because the night wasn't Kim Mikaya. Then the next line of the mark, comes to stop in the Mishnah. Comes to stop. Now, what is that Kansasam? Is this a totally new case in the Mishnah? Or is this Kansasam continuing the first case? So the Gemara's assumption here is continuing the first case. It's still Kedushin al Tanai, and then he was Kansasam, which is the exact place where we have the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. And what does the Mishnah say when Kansasam? This will land a Dharma case of Shlomo Tsuba. That sounds like Rav. Meaning that what? She goes out without a Tsuba, but she still needs a Get. That would support Rav's position. So it's to you, to Shmuel. So obviously you're going to know what the Gemara's answer is going to be what? There are two different cases in the Mishnah. It's just one is Kedushin al Sinai, and there's a separate case totally, which is the Kedushin Stam and Kansas Stam. That's not the Shmuel's going to answer. I want you to see it inside, so it's easy to understand. So when I says, well, the case is Kedushin Stam and Kansas Stam. The case is what he had Kedushin without any conditions, and he didn't assume without any conditions. About Kedushin al Sinai, but had he done Kedushin al Sinai, he did Kansas Stam, how could not be a little buggy, but he wouldn't need a guess. So I said, if that's the case, then read the Mishnah. The Tony of Akadish is a show, and that's in the land of Dorim, the name of the land of Dorim. Why did you make the first case of the Mishnah a case where, according to Shmuel, that was an independent case, where he has Kedushin, right? And then he put the Tanai, and then they find out that the Tanai was in Spatel because what? Because there were Nidorim on him. And so they're in Kedush, but closer came, oh! And certainly in this case, why would you make the case, right? Litnei, I'm sorry, Menashe Alei Nidorim, Nitzel Alei Nidorim, Enam Kedeshim. Litnei Kansas Tav, Nitzel Alei Nidorim, Enam Kedeshim. Why did you make the case more of a Kiddush? Shmuel's Kiddush, the case is even bigger Kiddush. What? Not only when she does Kedushin of Sinai, is the Kedushin uprooted, but even if she does Nisuin after that, without any mention of the original Sinai, it still doesn't work according to Shmuel. So the mission of it was really trying to say there were two cases, it could have come up with a much better case by having it be Kedushin with Kinesis Stam, and then a separate case of Kedushin Stam and Kinesis Stam. The fact that it only mentioned Kedushin, and according to Rav Sigmar says, or Hoshkin Ha'avanami, Hoshkin Ha, and then certainly our case. Sigmar says, Ha'avanami, Kamar, that's exactly what it's saying. I'm a Kedush, and Yisho Menashe, Elena Dorim, Kinesis Stam. That's the two cases of mission. She had Kedushin with its condition, the Noda Dorim, then he had to assume without anything in her, and Yisho Elena Dorim, and then he found out the Dorim, Enam Mikudeshet. Then he's trying to finish the first case in the Mishnah, second case in the Mishnah. Kid says Stam, then Kant says Stam. She had Kedushin without any conditions, and had Nisun without any conditions. And the Dharma not mentioned at all. Tate says Shlo Ksuba. Then she goes out with that Ksuba. Ksuba, who's a low buggy, she doesn't get Ksuba. That's monetary punishment because you can say, yes, she shouldn't have drugs. But, Ha Gita, boy, she still needs a get. Now the Gemara wants this. So this is going to Shmuel. Shmuel's reading the Mishnah to be two different cases. As opposed to Rav can read it to be one case because that supports his position. Shmuel's going to read it as being two cases. One case with Kedushin with a Tanai in it is still with the Suin Stam. And then a second case where she has nothing. Kedushin Stam, Suin Stam, right? And then she loses her Ksuba and not yet. So now according to Shmuel, I mean we tried to do this earlier with Rav, but now according to Shmuel we have to understand why in the case where she has a Kedushin al Tanai, she makes a Tanai in the Kedushin, or he makes it, sorry, he makes a Tanai. Then is Kodesh her Stam. What does Shmuel say? Doesn't need a get, doesn't get a ksuba. But then when it's Kisha Stam and Kansas Stam, what is it? She doesn't get ksuba, but she does need a get. What's the difference? Why in one case does she require a get, and one case she doesn't require a get? That's the part that says, she's going to lose her ksuba anyway. The fact that she lost her ksuba seems to mean that there's no good condition here. There's no good condition, she shouldn't need a get either. So that's what the Gemara wants to know. So now the Gemara says, Suba with Lobaya Gita Bai. My snuck Suba to Lobaya. What's the difference that she doesn't get her Suba? Domer EFCB Shinidranis. Why doesn't she get her Suba? Because you say, I don't want a woman who takes all these Nidarim. Yaki get Nami Loti Bai. She should also not require a get. Right? So I'm a rabbot, Tzricha get me Dibrehen. So the get is only a get me Dibrehen. It's not real that she really needs a get. We give her a get, you eat your abdomen. The fan of our fist is really getting to Graham. Why? Because we don't want it to look like somebody got a kedushin. Look, what it looks like now, somebody had a kedushin, you sue it, and then he leaves without doing anything.
Or maybe it looks like he did mechila.
Alright, oh, but there's no mechila because he didn't say anything. There was no tsnai, there was no mechila. So there's not, he didn't say anything. You can't talk about mechila. You have to say that it just doesn't look right. Here a guy had a full kedushin, a full suing, and then we say, oh, there was really never any kedushin in suing. People are going to look at the outside. What do you mean? A married woman can leave without a get? That doesn't make any sense. So we require get me divrei and be the rabbonon. So that's it. Really, she doesn't require get and she doesn't get ksuba. But because these the darim wipe out everything. Right? It's a kedushin tos. It's a mekach tos, basically. It's a false kedushin because, but we assume he says the FGB trendy drums. So therefore, what the, this answer in the Gemara says there's no difference between when he has Kedushin al Tanai and Kansas Sam, or Kedushin Sam and Kansas Sam, the outcome is the same, which is that she doesn't need a get, and she doesn't get her Ksuba. In the case where there was no explicit Tanai made, we say get a get, meet their Abonon, so it doesn't look like he's just walking out without anything, right? That's the answer of Rabba. Robo Omar Kono Suke Misfakile. That the Tana has a suffix. By the case of Kitchestam and Kansestam, they have a suffix. But we don't know if she's really married or not married. So Gabe Mamona Lakula. So by Mamo Suba, we say go to the Kula. What does the Kula mean? Hamosi Makabero Lavaraya. Whoever wants to take the money has got to bring the burner proofs on them. So she don't pay up because no Suba to her. She gets no Suba. She would have to prove, right, that what? That the Kedushin was a good Kedushin, and that her being a Nadronis doesn't affect the Kedushin.
What's the Satsavik?
He didn't mention anything. He never made it tonight. He never made any conditions. He went and had the Kedushin stam, the Sillin stam.
She was saying that if we take the side that really stam means that he made it tonight,
right.
That he doesn't want to show the Nadronis.
No, we say that it's a Mekar Kos, right? We say
it's a Mekar Kos. The fact that he goes to the Sillin shows that he was in the bathroom on that.
But either that he went to the Sillin that he went, or the fact is that the fact that he didn't explicitly mention it means that you can't all of a sudden retroactively put a condition into the.
But the suin here is the same as the suin.
And you don't need it because he explicitly made this night. And Shmuel believes there's no mechila in the suit.
Right, so you have to say that because you say that the time had a suffix, and even in the condition would be a suffix yet.
Right, no, when he had a time condition, no.
No, if you say that when it doesn't say anything, the time had a suffix, right. What it really means.
Right.
And it needs to turn up, and then also if it didn't go from condition, if it didn't go from the suit, it should also need to get.
Yeah, according to this possibility, right. Or you have to say that maybe you could argue, I'm just saying this is a possibility, you could argue that Shmuel's willing to allow you to claim a Mekach Kos before Nisuin. That you can claim that I would, that this is a Mekach Kos. But once you reach the level of Nisuin, it might be that you can't make that claim.
That's not a right.
Unless you explicit, Shmuel says that he's relying on the original condition. When he comes to Nisuin, he's relying on the original condition. So when he explicitly made it Tanai, that Tanai still is. It is still extant in the Nisuin itself. But if he never made that Tanai in the condition, right, we say that he can make a claim of Makatos, once he reaches the Nisuin and he still doesn't mention the Tanai, there's a possibility, I'm not saying that Shmuel would even agree that there's Mechila by the Nisuin. The possibility is like you're saying, that it's still, the original condition is as if it had a Tanai, and the Nisuin doesn't matter anymore, and it's still like the original Shmuel, like we said before. Two possibilities in the suffix. But either way, you have a suffix here, so the moment the Kula, so no Suba, Yisura the Kula, so she needs to get. That's what he says. That's what he says. So I'm a rabble. So that's an independent statement. This is some, and the Gemara is going to challenge the statement once. Rabba's going to amend the statement, and then it's going to bring another challenge, a whole bunch of challenges to this. So Abba says, Amar Rabba Machlokes the Tos Shei Noshim. That Rabba and Shmuel only argue when there's a mistake by two women. Abba Batalos Isha Akas Divrei Akol Eitzri Chaymen Get. Then everybody agrees that he does not need a get. Alright, so now, what is the case here? So the case is that what he had, let's look at Rashi, make it easy, the Tos Shei Noshim, makes a mistake with two women. He makes Leah. He has conditional Leah out tonight. That on a condition that what she has no desire. Then the Ishak Eret Kana Stam Achareha. And then he marries another woman without ever mentioning this night. Nitzol Le Nidorim. And then what? She finds out that she has time. Bahainika Usum. And so that is the mistake that we find here. So fact is, so that's Machlokes between Rabba and Shmuel. According to Rabba, what's Machlokes between Rabba and Shmuel? He made a tonight with woman one, woman A. And then woman B, he comes along and marries her without any tonight. But does the original snide that he made with woman A have impact on woman B? Rashi says two different women. The fact that he mentioned it in one place and didn't mention it in the other gives him more token that he didn't care about it. Right? That he loved her so much that he first woman he wasn't so sure if he wanted to marry. So he made a condition, and if she's an adrenaline, I don't want her. Second woman, he was so in love, he didn't even bother to mention this snide because he says, you know what, I like her so much, I don't even care about it. That's the way Rashi. Shmuel says, no. The fact that he made a snide with the first woman is Megala and his dad. That the darn bother him, and that's not going to hold even for the second woman. That's what Rabbi says. But if it's one woman, and he made a condition in Kedushin, even Rabbi is going to agree that at the time of Kedushin, that when he reaches Suin, it's still working on the original Kedushin. That's what they say. That's the way Rabbi learns it. There's no get here. Amar Abaye, how much Nisan? What are you going to do with our Mishnah? The Tos Isha Akasi, it's a mistake by one woman, right? It does Kedushin. Become a Vinit Yufta Mine. And before we ask the Shaila and Shmuel from our Mishnah, we challenge Shmuel's position from our Mishnah by suggesting what? There was only one case in the Mishnah. Kedushin of tonight, and then comes Kasustam. And yet we challenge Shmuel from that Mishnah. If you believe by one woman, right, that there's no Mahobos in Rabbi Shmuel, then why bring a challenge to Shmuel's position from our Mishnah? But even Rabbi would agree in our Mishnah. I mean, it's not even a proof to Shmuel's position here. So why would you bring this? The fact you did that means that it can't be true what you're saying. So Elohim Mar Haki, right now, let's amend Rabbi's statement. Umar Rabbi Machlok is the Tos Isha Akas Ke'ein Shei Noshin. When it's one woman whose actions are like two women, when it's one woman by herself, then everybody agrees you don't need a get. So what does that mean? What does it mean? So here, exactly. Look at Rashi. It's down pretty far down. Right from the Tosfos read Rashi. But what was the Tos Isha Akas Ein Shei Noshim? Kitcha out tonight. He did Kedushin with the condition. And then he got divorced from her. But both of her conscious self, and then he went back and remarried her. Right? So that's what it is. So this woman, now what? So now, Amarab Tzuf the man again. So this is the question here. When he remarries, he did Kedushin with his knife, gets a get, and goes ahead and then remarries the woman. He gets Kedushin. Does the original knife, that he has the original Kedushin, still have impact when he goes back to marry her? What's the story? So Rab says, what do you mean? Gerushin ended the first marriage. When we start fresh. It's a clean slate. So therefore, when he comes in here, the tonight is not in existence. And therefore, he's married to her because he didn't make a condition. But Shmuel says, no. The fact that he's Gali is vast, that he wants a tonight condition, when he comes back and makes the same condition, he is relying on the fact that he really mentioned in the first. But if you have a woman by herself, meaning that one woman, where it's clearly Isha Akas, where it's she made he had a condition with her, with its nine, and then did Nisun, even Rab would agree that Nisun is dependent on the original condition. That's what he did with our Mishnah. You have to say our case in our Mishnah, that's what we have to say, according to Rab, the case in our Mishnah is we got divorced in between. When the Gemara asked the question on Shmuel, it said, Kitcha of tonight, Yersha, and then Kamsustam. That's
what you said before, that was supposed to mention women.
It's not two women, then it's still one woman.
We still have to add a lot of information to Mishnah.
Right,
if you have to explain, you also kind of know that it doesn't say on Mishnah that it was the same woman who was in another story before, and so it's not going to say it's another story, it's a different woman.
Right.
You can stretch it.
Right, I mean, I don't know, I think this is still easier here, right? It's a little here. So because the Shmuel's answer is that we're talking about two different cases, right? Shmuel could have given the answer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a stretch. It's just not a big stretch. So Adrian, don't worry. They got plenty of questions in Rabba. They're going to go through a whole bunch of Mishnayos that seem to not agree with Rabba's position here. And each time you have to set up Machlokas and bring up the Machlokas. So it's a bunch of right, so he did a kedushin by mistake, or he did a kedushin with less than a pruta. Less than a pruta is what? Is not a good kedushin. Became katan shekidesh, or a katan who doesn't have the ability to be mekadesh. Right? If apapish shalach sablonot apar mikin, you know, they send gifts afterwards, meaning gifts after they were gadol. Right? After the boy was a gadol, he sends gifts. So you would say what? That those gifts could be kedushin, meaning that because he wasn't able to do the kedushin when he was a chatan, so when he sends the gifts later on, is he relying on the original kedushin or the gifts? The new gift means it's a new kedushin.
Is that on all cases on the
cut?
Those are all the cases on all
the probably only on the cut case here, but you could argue it's a great other two cases. Yeah, you could say an all the cases. Ain't it be kedushin? Shemach mas kedushin harishonim shalach. But when he sent the sublimates, he sent the presents, they were relying on the original kedushin, and that kedushin, it was not a good kedushin. Bimbalu kano. Right, so if he has, I mean, if he's conscious down afterwards, then he's called it, meaning it overrides the original kedushin. Shemben yudim mishemach shalach marim balu lo kano. Right? So if he does be, it does happen. So this is exactly how my focus here. Kedushin with some sort of problem in it. And then you later on have a nisu and a bia. So we have a focus panel on whether that is the bia overcomes the original kedushin or does not overcome the original kedushin. Sounds exactly like our case. So now the problem is what you have one woman here. Right? You have a kitcha, you're only talking about one woman, and you see there's a machlokas between these tanoim, which is exactly like Rav Shmuel's machlokas. So how could Rav say everybody agrees by one woman that when he does nisuin, it automatically refers back to the original kiddushin? Here you see there's a tana that says no, that the nisuin overcome the kiddushin. Now the Gemara's assumption is what, that there are three cases here now. There's kiddushin tells. It's Prophet Mishavah, but it's in a cup and Shekidesh. What is the case of Kiddush Etos? That sounds like our mission, but it's not, there's something wrong with the Kiddush. So that's it. Ha ha ha, the Tos Isha Akasi. It's one woman. Upligate, and they argue. So my love, Tos Nidorim. What's the mistake? What's that case of where the Kiddush Etos tells? It's Tos Nidorim. Meaning that he made a mistake, meaning that he made a tie in the Kiddush that it shouldn't be. She's in that drunk, it's just not there, and they find out she's in the dark. That's exactly our case. So I says, well, Taus, Papa's Mishavah Pruta. The mistake is that he got married with less than a Shavah Pruta. I says, Papa's Mishavah Pruta, and you're talking about. There were three cases. One of the cases was Papa's Mishavah Pruta. So I says, no. Kids, Taus, and Papa's Mishavah Pruta. Read it like this. Kids, you're Taus, Papa's Mishavah Pruta. Those are the two cases. So I says, no, Purushi Kamakwarish. The Kids, you're Taus, is the headline. You have a Kids, you're Taus. Ketzad, how we have a Kiddush in Matos? Kedosh Kishim Papas Mishavah Pruta. He did a marriage with less than a Shavah Pruta. Ah, but Mike and Mitzvah. So what are they arguing about now? If they're not arguing in exactly our case here, which is what? It's a Kiddush in Matos, which Papas Mishavah Pruta is exactly the same thing. It should be the same thing he did anyway. It's a Kiddush in Matos. And then he does a Kiddush to stop. There's a Suin afterwards. There's a Suin relying on that original Kiddush. Or is it overcoming? That's what seems like the simple shot in the Mishnah. If that's the case, what that would be a question of Rabbah's position, that when you have a single woman, and you have a condition with some question and then a piece of style, that everybody, even Ralph, would agree that it doesn't work. So here we have a ton that says it works. So you must say that they're arguing about something else. What are they arguing about? Samar's like, oh, the real deal, she can do some ghosts in the Prophet, which have the Buddha. By the Tanakam, I realize, says that what a guy knows, that less than a sharp Buddha is never a good condition. The God of all the same conditions. And everyone comes in as Bia, he's doing it to consummate the marriage. A real condition and real Nisui. Because he knows the original condition were a joke. Right? Umar's like, right, another real deal, she can do some ghosts in the Prophet, which have the Buddha. In fact, he did a condition with the Prophet, which have the Buddha, means that he thinks it works. Right? So if he thinks it works, then Kibabala, then Kedushin Rishon Baal. Therefore, when he came to Bia, he was relying on the original Kedushin. So it's the same Machlokas, but it's a nuanced part of the Machlokas. What? It's a very unique case than Papa's Mishavah Pruta. The Papa's Mishavah Pruta, they're arguing, everybody would agree, but where the Kedushin were not good. Right? Everybody would agree, if he made a Tanayim's Kedushin, and then he went ahead and did Bia, that he doesn't need to get because he was relying on the original Kedushin. The only question is here in a public Mishavah Pruta case where everybody knows that that's not a Kedushin. So he certainly wasn't relying. find out the original Kedushin, it was his misprint. On his Nisuin, on his Bia, it's created a new Kedushin. So that's how the rabbi's going to explain that Mishnah. He explains the Mishnah that way. It's not a question on his position. Okay, Aphid. Next question on the rabbi. The channel is the rabbi again. Arayni Bolek, Amanash Yirte Abo. Right? I'm having to be with you over the fact that your father acquiesces. Alright? So Abba Pishalo Rotza, I'm Mikudeshit. Even though the father does not acquiesce, she's Mikudeshit. Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum. Rabbi Shimon. Alright, so Abba Mikudeshit. The father agrees, then it's Kedushin, Lorotza, I'm Mikudeshit. Oh, if he tells Isha Akha's dummy, it's like the equivalent of a tells Isha Akha's. What? He's putting a condition in his Kedushin, and then he's being Boa.
Yeah.
So does that Behila rely on the original condition, whether the father wants it or not? So then, for if the father wants the tonight to work, then it works, the Bia works or not. Or do we say, no, Bia is such a strong Gemir Sadat that it's overcoming the whole condition, he's letting the condition go. So that's exactly like our case. And what? You see that there's still Machlokas, even by one woman, is Machlokas. Oblegi Hasa. Right? So they, when they're arguing over there, the Hakam is Oblegi. No, it's not that, no, you're misunderstanding the Machlokas over here. Machlokas is not about whether you can overcome the Kedushin sooner, the Bia can overcome the Kedushin, it would be a question of Rabba, but right there, my focus is about another issue. Marzavar, Amanashi Yitzhab, Amanashi Yishokab. What does it mean when you want the father's acquiescence? Do you want him to, does he have to give a proactive acquiescence and say yes? Or is his silence, right, condoning the action, and therefore that's enough of acquiescence? That's the argument. Here is what happened. He's Boa, Amanashi Yitzhab, and the father's silent. So the question is, what does that silence mean? Does that silence mean that he's in agreement, that he's acquiescing to the marriage? Or does that silence mean, no, he needed to say yes to have the tonight work? That's okay. So that's the problem. It means that the action is silent. He's not saying anything, so he must be happy. No, when he says, I want the father to acquiesce to condone this marriage, means that he needs to say yes. He's been silent, so that's not enough. So here, he altered the Machlokas to be about an issue about what does acquiescence mean, right? The question here is not whether the Bia is relying on the original Kedushin. The only question is
not that it was not the Tanai.
Right, yeah, but the Tanai is still there. This is a unique Tanai, and you know if the Tanai is working. But everybody agrees if the Tanai doesn't work, then the Tsum are no good, right? Anyway, Moses Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar, the Ketana should see our Biyav and Nidkarsha. A Ketana was married off by a father. When it's married off by a father, that's Kedushin de O'Raisa. A father can marry off a daughter, Mid O'Raisa. Then Nidkarsha, she has Gerushin. Gerushin is Mid de O'Raisa. She's now Torah divorced. Now, they need Yitoma B'chayav. Now she becomes a living orphan. Why? She's unable to marry herself off because she's a Ketana. Her father is no longer able to marry her off because he's lost control over her. When he gave her over to this other man, Kedushin, this guy says he's lost control. Vehek Siva, this guy remarries her. Okay, the original vow now remarries her. So Rabbi Moses Chacham, the Chacham of Israel, Lezer, she'll collect it, but lo mitzia bemet. She has to do chalitza and not yibum. Meaning that if her husband now passes away, and now she's a brother is there to marry her, that she has to do a chalitza and not yibum. Why is that? It makes you give shab, give mishin gemurim. Her divorce was a divorce de oraita, minatora. So now she is now the ex-wife of this man, this individual. He's the ex-wife of his brother. She can't go marry the second brother.
Even though she went back
to marry him, because that was only a marriage de rabbona. That's not a marriage de oraita, right? Her returning is not a full marriage. It's only a marriage from either rabbona.
If it was a marriage only to your opponent, but it wasn't a divorce, then you didn't.
Yeah, you can do it essentially. You technically can make a marriage stop. You must have
made a marriage stop.
Right, either you say it's a good evil, or you say that she's a good evil. Or she's a puya, and she can
do it.
Either case you can do it. So Ahmed, that was a question there, but Malamis told him the Mian. Do we teach her to do Mian? That's what Rabbi Elazar says, that you teach you to do Mi'un. Why? Because then you uproot the original condition and you can go perform Yibum. Because Rabbi Elazar says, if you do Chalitza, then she's in trouble. Why? Because if she does Chalitza, then what? Then she now becomes Eshet Chalitza Toh. Because the Chalitza is a Doraisa Chalitza, and she's only married to Rabban. So Chalitza Doraisa is going to create a problem for her. Mm-hmm. So the question is, what do we do in that case? Do we teach her to do Mi'un, and then do Chalitza when she gets older, or do Yibum when she gets older? Or do we say, wait until she's a Gedola, Right? Then once he has Bio, she's married him in the right, so, and then get rid of the Chalitza. That depends on whether you believe there's Zika or not. So it's Machlokas on whether there's Zika or not, whether she can wait to do such a thing. That's the Machlokas here, Blessing of Coming. Is there a Zika? Does she have a connection to the Yabal? So therefore, can she then wait till she gets the Gadola and the Boel him or not? That would depend. If you have a Zika, then it won't help that she's trying to get married afterwards, because it's Isha Zika So. It's a relative already, and you can't do it. Alright, so now listen. So here's the case. That's only when she had Gerushin, when she was a Tana, and then he took her back as a Tana. Why? Because Gerushin, her Gerushin, they're right, so? And Abzara is only Abzara, they're Abba. About Gerushin, she's Tana. Did Gerushin, when she was a Tana, look, it's a Zira. What?
Yeah.
No, the Gerushin, they're right, so she got married
until she was a Tana.
Yeah, because her father married her off. He's all right. So her father, in the first marriage, was a full marriage, Minatoga.
Okay.
Because he, the father can marry off the daughter.
Why wasn't there me and what's it?
No, so then she was Megari Shur, which is a get, because you need a get in Doraisa. And the father marries off the daughter, which is a Tana, you need a full get, because then you have a Kedushin Doraisa and a get Doraisa. The only time it works is when she's married only Nidra Abona. Married Nidra Abona is either her father passed away, or in this case, where she was married, got a divorce, now she's what's called Yisom of a Chaya. She's an orphan in her father's lifetime because her father lost control over her. So her marriage is now her marriage is Nidra Abona.
And
she's still a Tana. So what happened here? She did, they had the Yerushin when she was a Tana, so now she's divorced from the right, so she's an independent. But she, they, then, that's Zira Sheik Dola. He returned her when she was a Dola already. Oh, she's Zira Sheik Tana, or he returned her when she was a Tana, big Dola at Shlomo. And then she becomes a Dola with him, and he has to deal with her after she's already a Dola. Umes! And then he dies. Oh, that's it. Oh, Mitzia Bemet. Right, so then she does Chalitza or Yibum. Alright, and Shema Bialetza Omer Chalitza to Lo Mitzia Bemet. But he does Chalitza, but not Yibum. Alright, so why? So this is the case. Listen to this. What's the issue here? What's the issue? Right, so are you so made? Here you have a Kana who's getting married, and then he has Bio and she's a Gdola.
So what's the last case?
But, right, the last question is really, he, Rabbi Lazar even says it by Gdola, or regular Gdola, but, she got married when she's a Tana now. That's the only condition to meet their Abana. Later on, she has Bia when she's a Gdola with this individual. Does that Bia rely on the original condition when she's a condition? Tana is Bia, it's not a good condition. And therefore, she's only married Midra Abana, and now you have a evil that Midra Righteous. So she has to do Chalitza. Right, that's it. Chalitza, let me get four. But you say what?
Itself, and then she's a Gdola.
Right. Oh, once she was Bia, when she was a Gdola, he realized that Kedushik Tana is not working, and therefore, what? He's both at her for a real marriage. His marriage still right, so she can actually be the new brother. She can either be Kolek or Miyabin. Right? That's a question of Rabba's position, you see here. You have a case where you had a condition with some question in it, and you have an action later on, and it's soon later on that might uproot it or not. And you have a Machlokas being regular Lezer and the Chacham.
You don't say that to the.
Right? So that is. Yeah, so we say it. The Gemara says, no, but the Tosk Isha Akadami, you're pleading. Asanami, Bahakam, if we no, this is a unique Machlokas, and it's not a general Machlokas in the Sun. Where's that? Mark's every year, they ought to change Kedushi Kana Kulam. It's like the Shabbat Kruta. Everybody knows that a Kana did not have Kedushi, did not Kedushi. Therefore, Gomer Bob was saying Kedushi. So everyone should be capable of Zobio.
Yeah, the Gomer's the Kedushi, and then it's a more, that's in the Sun.
No, oh yeah, whatever. That Kedushi and the Sun happens once. Everyone thinks that one. Alright, Mark's every year, they ought to change Kedushi Kana Kulam.
He thinks he's doing this.
Right, he thinks he's doing it. Well, see, of all the time, Kedushi Rishan Kaba. He's relying on the original Kedushi. So you see what, again, so everybody would agree if it's not a good condition, right, then sue and don't overcome it. So the question is the original, because he's so knowledgeable that the original condition were not good, and he's got to have a new act. Is that the answer for Rabbi?
So the same before, so the simple focus is
in the Messias over here about exactly how people view these things.
I would both test that if they gave the same issue. I got to be involved now.
All right, take care.
Thank you.